BannerBox Radio. It's not just for breakfast anymore. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to BannerBox Radio. How are you doing? Great. My name is Thomas Towson. I'm your co-host. And joining me, of course, is the other co-host, Mr. Dan Knight. I think you might be familiar with him. Hello, Dan Knight.
Hey.
Hey, what's up?
Well, it just got here.
Cool. That was a really good story. Thank you.
That's all that story involves.
I appreciate that. Moving on.
Yep.
This is episode 12.
212.
Ooh, boy, howdy.
The big 1-2.
Yeah, that's what,
that's
3 months?
That's the legal drinking age.
That's, yes. Nope, definitely not.
But
it is 3 months of podcasts, so you can rejoice in that.
So
that's pretty
exciting. Celebration, yeah.
You know what else we should be celebrating today?
What?
We should be celebrating a particularly important national holiday.
Yeah?
It is National May Ray Day. Yes. Yes,
I'm
the one and the same.
Yeah.
Most people have off today, being National May Ray Day.
Right.
Of course.
Well, I mean, because what is that? What the hell is that?
National May Ray Day okay. is the day to get out in the rays in May. It's
like a hedge
go
maze?
Outside. No. Go outside and be in the sunshine. Like sunshine rays.
Oh.
Sun rays. Good. It's just a really dumb way of saying it.
I like it.
So.
And I don't. At the same
time. Aside from that, again, this is episode 12.
Yeah.
And let's start doing it, you know?
Let's
just do it.
Let's do it.
Let's go.
Screw it.
Tell me. You start.
All right. So this one's. This article is a little.
Ooh, I hate it already.
It's a little grisly in nature.
Mm-mm.
So I will be interspersing pleasant additions in places that are deemed otherwise too grim to report. I will add, you know, you barely get a notice.
Well, difference. This sounds exciting already. Now I can't wait.
It's a graphic story, so prepare yourself. In the hotel of Anambra, Nigeria, visitors notified police of some morbid things going on. Responding to rumors of the restaurant located in the hotel was actually serving the guests people food.
Uh-huh.
The police intervened.
People food?
People food, in quotations, mind you.
Oh.
During a raid of the restaurant, police found several smiling faces greeting them, all of which were devoid of their bodies. Some even were still dripping with strawberry jam. They found them located in the back, and cannibalistic delights being served as well. They also found automatic Nerf guns and cell phones.
These are really subtle so far.
Yeah, I think so. 10 people have been arrested for the silly goofs.
10 people?
Yeah.
That's a real thing. That's not just like some guy who was goofily putting people food.
Yeah, serving people food to people.
10 people is a conspiracy, I think. Isn't that how that works?
It's an operation.
It's at least an operation.
One local said, "Every time I went to the market, I observed strange activities going on in the hotel.
Mm-hmm.
People who were never cleanly dressed and who looked a bit strange made their way in and out of the hotel, making me very suspicious of their activities. I am not surprised at the shocking revelation."
No. There is... It was quite obvious they were serving people food.
With strawberry jam on the side.
Covered in strawberry jam. Luckily, they had those Nerf guns to protect themselves.
I know. Things could get hairy. A priest that had eaten there was shocked by the price of the bill after his meal.
Mm. Also, they were charging extra.
700 naira, or 2.2 euros, which is a lot considering that most people in that area use a fraction of that a day.
Hmm.
The priest then went on to say this: "I did not know I had been served human meat, and that it was that expensive."
Thank you, priest, for your invaluable quote.
I find it interesting that the priest hadn't actually commented on the horror of eating people, another person, but rather that it was pricier than he would have preferred.
Yeah.
He was a priest.
It was a little too expensive. Now, had it been only, say, 1,000 lira,
yeah.
Whew, that would have been perfectly fine. No problems there.
He then went on to say, I went on to Urban Spoon and found that they were only listed as $2 sites. I'm appalled.
Are you serious?
I will be giving
them... Is this really what he said?
I'll be giving them a negative Yelp review.
No. No, there's no way.
He did not say that, no.
That's not true. My God. Any of that?
No. Oh. Well, he didn't say the last part, no.
Not did he say the Urban Spoon part?
No.
Oh, thank God.
No. No, he said it in my mind, basically where it came out.
I see.
But yeah, so people food being served up in Nigeria. So, yeah, they're still trying to figure out, you know, they haven't really divulged any information as to where these people were coming from. And apparently, since the article was originally posted, Nigerian police have denied that they shut down a restaurant selling human flesh.
I'm sorry, what was that? Wait, what?
I'm sorry, people food.
Thank you. Whew. Yeah, it was a slip of the tongue there. I thought we were talking about cannibalism and stuff. Ooh, that's a little rough.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. They were serving people food. It's like dog food.
People food covered in jam.
It's strawberry jam.
Strawberry jam while playing with Nerf guns. It sounds like a really fun place.
It is. It's a fun restaurant. I would not recommend going there anytime soon. A
little too expensive, that's
little
why.
Too, yeah. I mean, you know,
maybe when they lower their prices, we can go.
They do have plenty of negative Yelp reviews, so it's a bad scene. So there's that. That's what I had. So that was a little grisly, but hopefully I
grisly,
peppered it in.
But grand.
Yeah. Okay.
I enjoyed it.
All right. What do you have to bring to the table?
I have a pig mayor. So
can't beat that. No, I can't.
That's all you gotta
say. I'm glad I went first.
In Flint, Michigan, Giggles the Pig.
Oh my God.
Is running as candidate for mayor against two convicted felons, including one who served nearly 20 years for murder.
What the hell? This can't be real. This isn't real.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Quote, if she wins, they'll have to build her a little fence outside City Hall, Giggles' owner and campaign manager, Michael Irwing, said. Quote, she really enjoys grass, and there's a lot of grass out there. I think she could get used to it. Irwing said his candidate has an impressive resume for a 9-month-old, and unlike some of her opponents, has a clean criminal record.
What? What is this? A sitcom premise?
Pig Mayor. Starring this week on ABC.
What makes it even more ridiculous is that this moderately newborn pig is running against criminals?
Yeah.
What?
This is real. There's more to this, too.
Oh,
it just
God.
Keeps going. Candidate Watts Waz Davis, who made headlines in 2013 when he was elected to city council, served 19 years in prison after he pleaded guilty to second-degree murder in 1991. So he'll probably win this time. Eric Mays, also a city councilman running for mayor, reportedly pleaded guilty to felonious assault in 1987. In November 2013, Mays was charged with drunken driving, possession of marijuana, failure to report an accident, refusing to give fingerprints, and no proof of insurance.
Wow.
So we got quite a list on these two folks. However, it is very important to note, no criminal record on this pig. That's a clean candidate.
That
right
would be
there.
The first thing I would check, really. Where does this take place again?
This was Flint, Michigan.
Oh my God.
This
is in our country.
Mays, which is one of the convicted felons, the second of them that I listed, however, states he doesn't believe Giggles is qualified. Quote, does the pig know about economic development? Mays asked. Quote, does a pig know about quality water? Irwing acknowledged Giggles is no, quote, ein swine.
Oh my God.
When it comes to solving city problems. But he said she's no less vocal about it than any other candidate. Jokes aside, Irwing said, he and Giggles will continue to meet with constituents and stay in the race until she gets elected or another candidate steps up that can outshine a pig.
This is
the greatest article
I think I've ever
written.
Yeah.
Ever.
It feels, but did you, this?
I fact checked it because I had to check it.
Good.
Because it sounded so nonsensical.
Yeah.
Yes. This is a thing. And regardless, I believe it's just a publicity stunt related thing. And they're just being goofy about it. And
are they joking about?
No, the felons are real. There are actually felons running for mayor.
Oh my God.
Against a pig named Giggles. A 9-month-old Giggles the pig.
So are they just trying to, like, make a mockery of the
I think
candidacy? And like, hey, can you maybe a normal person start running?
I think that's kind of what's going on, but I appreciate the effort.
I remember hearing about a guy who, I can't remember who it was.
No, it sounds like you're making that up.
It might have been John Ashcroft.
Next to this obviously perfectly sense-making story,
oh, yeah,
okay?
Totally.
Nothing you say is going to make any sense.
There was a guy who lost an election to a dead man.
Oh.
The guy had been dead for like 3 weeks, and the dead guy won the election. That's how much the alive guy was hated. I can't remember who he was, but yeah, that's another ridiculous, like, candidacy story where it, like, doesn't make any sense, but.
So there you go.
Yeah.
Remember now that when I'm telling you this story, that one day when Giggles the Pig becomes president of the United States, and this is going to be a very momentous moment for you, having heard it first.
On here.
Here, where all the important news is told.
It would be very strange if we had a an article that we brought up that actually had some sort of global aftershock later on down the line.
Mm.
But who knows? It could happen.
Is that not everything that we report?
This is all felt around the world.
It's heavy, hard-hitting news.
It really is.
And all right, so enough on pig mayors.
Yeah, enough on the pig mayors. Great story, by the way, though. Good job. We turn our eyes again to China. This story seems it would be the premise to a awful sitcom, much like your pig story.
Yeah.
In Changsha, a man with the surname Yuan was injured in a traffic accident in April. That's always unfortunate, you know. Mm-hmm, nobody likes to be in a traffic accident. So he was in the hospital, right? And the medical personnel made some phone calls to, you know, his most beloved people in his life. And so they made these phone calls to whom they thought were family members.
But let me guess.
Instead, here's the way you flip it on its head. They turned out to be his 7 simultaneous girlfriends
who
showed up.
Oh, okay.
Who, upon arrival, discovered the existence of the other 16.
Wait, what?
Yeah. 17 girlfriends who didn't know anything about any of the other girlfriends all showed up.
17?
17 girlfriends.
Oh, jeez.
Simultaneously. Yep. This man.
What?
He goes far beyond being a player. And that becomes like,
that's just impressive. Like
it is.
Like, that's a terrible thing.
Like, you're a bad person.
But like, how? Is this some sort of international man of mystery that he 17 people weren't able to solve it?
Well, I mean, not anymore.
Solve the mystery at hand?
They did eventually solve
Jesus.
It.
Jesus.
Ranging from 20 to 40 years old, the ladies set up a chat forum in which they titled Revenge Alliance.
That'll show him.
That'll show him in the hospital. Well, we'll put it back. They shared details of their relationships with the con artist and found out that he had asked some of them for large sums of money on a monthly basis.
Ah, okay. Now we have the story.
The pieces of the puzzle are starting to fit in. He is now currently facing fraud charges for conning his ex-wife for more than $40,000.
Wow.
It was also reported that he had a child with one of the 17 girlfriends and planned to marry another one.
Cool. I'm kind of impressed.
He's,
with just, this must have been ridiculous. That must have been a ridiculous comedic life he was living.
How do you maintain that, you know? How?
I've seen sitcoms and shows where they do this. We're like, oh, I'm going on 2 dates tonight.
Right. The same place.
And something crazy happens. But 17 is a new lap record.
I think eventually, like, if you were watching that, if it was, like, a sitcom episode, you would get tired after, like, the sixth date. Oh, I gotta change for this date! It's over here! Like, how do you maintain 17 dates in one restaurant? I think they're gonna see each other eventually. What is he doing over there with that lady? But anyway, the ladies have since changed the name of the chat group to Angels.
Oh.
And have all moved on with their lives.
Juan's Angels.
Juan's Angels.
Juan's Angels.
And they go on, you know, solving mysteries. And
they did. They started by solving one mystery. They're going on to do more.
Accidentally solving it, really. Because they didn't even know it was a mystery until...
Yeah.
So, be careful out there, ladies and gents, when you're on the dating scene. Because apparently you could be dating someone who's dating 16 other people.
You never know. You really don't know.
They actually said at least 17.
At least. Yeah. Those are the ones that showed up.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah, that's a lot.
It's like some sort of, you know, actually, it's kind of like one of those reality shows where they give the roses.
Like The Bachelor or something. Yeah,
yeah.
That. Yeah.
All you ladies who come to the hospital to see me, you all get a rose. And then when, you know, I lose my legs, the next people, batch that comes through, you know,
they get a rose.
You get a rose.
Yeah.
You're going to whittle it down. Then when I'm in a coma, I don't know. That's the end
of it. We're getting dark now.
Yeah.
All right. Great.
Because my last article was all sunshine.
Yeah, so we had to end it with...
It was May Ray Day.
May Ray Day.
Sounds so, really stupid when you say it.
It
May Ray Day.
There's no way you can say it that it doesn't sound dumb.
No, there isn't.
So I got a short one for you. Are you a fan of The Big Lebowski?
I love that movie.
Do you know what happens when you find a stranger in the Alps?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I know. I've been down that road.
So it's a short one, but it's roughly similar.
Okay.
Florida man, we should have a little buzzer that goes off. I should get a little chime that goes off whenever we mention Florida, since it happens so frequently.
At least once per episode.
At least. Florida man is charged with felony criminal mischief after deputies say he smashed a car which he thought belonged to his friend. Only to find out the vehicle belonged to his friend's neighbor instead.
Oh, no.
Authorities say that Ryan T. Smith, 22, had a vendetta. A vendetta for great justice. No, just a regular vendetta. Oh, probably okay. Something stupid. Against his friend, and used a baseball bat to express his rage in an attempt to punish his friend's car for its misdeeds.
That's okay.
No, it's just a car. He just wanted to smash it.
Oh, okay.
Unfortunately for Smith, his friend's neighbor owns a similar make and model of the car, and it seems Smith could not tell the difference. Smith allegedly caused about $1,600 in damage to the car.
That's it?
Yeah. It's not, well, I mean, smashed a windshield or something along those lines, dented some stuff.
Wow. I mean, I don't know. I guess that's a lot, yeah.
Yeah. What a wacky happenstance.
Wow! What kind of car was it? They didn't say.
Exactly.
We don't know.
Oh, I think we know.
I don't. That's why I'm asking.
That's right. Great. I think everyone listening to this right now knows exactly what kind.
I'm sure they're just as puzzled as me.
Yep.
Great. Well, thank you for that.
It was short. Short, sweet,
and
to the
teat. Something. To the teat?
Probably the teat.
Yes. That's where everything goes, to the teat. All right. So I've got kind of a twofer here that I'm doing. Because apparently this is becoming a thing that's been happening very recently in the past month. so I'll just divulge here.
People jumping out of airplanes?
No, not that. That was people opening emergency doors. They weren't jumping out.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, people jump out all the time with parachutes, I assume. Yeah. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. Anyway, when Ron Smith went a-strolling along the shore of Orange Beach...
Wait a minute. Did you just say a-strolling? Like, a-strolling? A-strolling?
It was actually a-strolling? Right. So that's all right?
Get out. Show's over.
He went a-strolling along the shore of Orange Beach in Alabama. He wasn't expecting to see much seaweed. It's not really a joke because you don't know the rest of it. As he was on his morning walk, he saw what he thought was a seat cushion floating in the water. When he got closer, he noticed it was a bag packed with compressed marijuana.
Oh, I get it now.
Now you get it. Let's go back. Real. Rewind.
Seaweed. Weed. And weed is a word that they use for marijuana.
Mayday. He called the cops upon discovery, and the police weighed it at 10 pounds and said its worth was about
$8,000 of seaweed. You can make a lot of sushi with that. Back to you, Dan.
Ooh. It was actually 10 pounds.
Oh, 10 pounds.
And $8,000.
$8,000. Whatever, I don't care.
I don't care. I'm not listening to you talk. In North Carolina, 10 days ago, another bag had washed ashore. What? That particular package contained more than 12 pounds of the Sweet Mary Janna.
The Sweet Mary Janna.
The police there said it was likely from Tropical Storm Anna that washed it ashore due to...
Sweet Mary Janna from Sweet Tropical Storm Anna. Well, bless my heart.
There it is. Oh, there's that sweet North Carolina accent. They said it was probably from the tropical storm that washed it ashore because it had barnacles and other sea creatures attached to the package.
You know, sometimes crabs got a 420 blaze it.
Yeah, that's right.
So,
in addition, a beachgoer in Galveston, Texas, found about $175,000 worth of cocaine that washed ashore.
About to say, if we're talking conversion here on the marijuana numbers we've learned, we're talking an astronomical number amount
it was a crate that washed ashore. It was. Police said that there were 30 plus bags. That washed ashore.
Of cocaine.
That was so beautiful. Pronounce it again.
Cocaine.
It's beautiful to the ears. They contained no information on them. The police were baffled. They were like, what? There's nothing written on these.
Nobody put their name. Belongs to Chet.
Returned to Chet. Oh, Chet. Somewhere he's missing 30 plus bags of cocaine. The bags totaled 15 pounds, and authorities are still trying to determine the source of the...
No.
Oh, you left me hanging. All right. The cocaine. Theory is that drug-running boats will drop the cargo overboard if they're being pursued by law enforcement boats. So that's the theory, is that this coke... washed ashore from some drug runners that were, they had to drop it.
I bet they're real sore right now. Real salty about missing all that cocaine.
Yeah.
But I would be. Mad.
So, $175,000 worth.
Yeah, but hey, $175,000. Come on down.
Come on down and claim your 30 plus bags, Chet. That's what I had.
We're doing some weird stuff with this article. This article's getting weird.
It's getting goofy. A lot of drugs are washing ashore, which is bizarre. In a very small span of time.
You gotta wonder how many more bags have washed ashore that people haven't turned in.
I know, right?
Yeah. This is not the first time.
One of those, metal detector guys are like, beep, beep. Oh, wow, that's all drugs. I'm gonna take that.
Of course, drugs made entirely of metal.
Well, I wasn't assuming that they found it with the metal detector. I could just imagine them like, oh, screw this, and just dropping it on the floor. Anyway, but that's what I had.
Great. That's excellent. So next up this week, and I believe final, is that correct?
It is.
All right, the final story for this week is a British man is breathing clearer after sneezing out a surprising obstruction from his nasal passages.
Ooh.
Can you guess what that is? No, you can't. I haven't told you yet.
A nasal polyp?
Nope. Oh. No. Not everything's about you.
Ouch.
About 6 weeks ago, something very unusual happened to me, Steve Easton, 51, said. After a sneezing fit in late March subsided, Easton discovered an unusual solid object in one of his nostrils. Quote, I thought, what's this? Where the hell has this come from? It was the rubber suction tip from a toy dart gun, roughly the size of a penny. And it had been lodged inside his head for more than 40 years.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, 40 years. That's a fossil at this point. He didn't know what it was until he phoned his 77-year-old mother. Ma, something came out of my nose. In a British accent. Whatever, I'm not even going to play that game. She remembered...
I believe I have something in my nasal cavity, mother.
You know what we need to have on? We need to have on Michael Fox for these occasions.
Because then I could, you know, I can't bring it the authenticity like he can.
Resident only British guy I know.
That's his title from here on out. Resident only
one
British
day
guy.
He will join us, and he'll be most glorious.
I know another British guy.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I don't remember his name, so that's how well I know him.
Great. She remembered, so that his mom remembered taking him to the hospital when he was 7 or 8 because she feared he had swallowed the dart tip. Turns out, it was in his nosy. He was nosy.
So the people, the medical personnel did not...
didn't find it, being entirely incompetent. he says it doesn't feel any different. Nothing's changed as far as I'm concerned. Except that he doesn't have a dart the size of a penny in his nose. 40 years with a dart in your nose. It'll change it, man. Truly.
For the better, I hope.
Hopefully. he was human plus dart. Plus one, basically. Plus he gained all the powers. 40 years of absorbing that dart's energy.
It was like a buff.
Yeah, really. Exactly. He plus became one. He became more more strong. He gained a resistance to other darts.
Wow.
Yeah. Kind of like a superhero. Now he's just some guy.
With... if I was him, I would probably carry the dart. Like, I'd make a little necklace
out of it. Yeah. I'd just stick it back up there. I don't want to lose my dart resistance powers.
Put it in the other nostril for another 40 years.
Whoa. Whoa, genius.
You got to even them out.
So, again, that was another short one. But, whatever.
That's
cares?
Insane.
Who cares? That was awesome.
It was good. I liked it.
Yeah. Right?
I mean, it wasn't as good as Pigmayer.
Pigmayer takes the cake.
Pigmayer is...
he's no Einswine.
Oh my god, I can't believe that actually you said that, and it was a thing that they said.
Oh,
hurts. It hurts.
You know what's unfortunate, though? I say this every week, and I get real sad. Real deep down in my old gutties get sad. Because we're all done for the week.
Oh, I thought it was because you had bowel obstructions? Or...
that too, but I'm also upset. Because another week has gone by, another Tuesday, another show, all gone.
All gone.
Unfortunately, I have to say that is all for this week.
And remember, humans share 50% of their DNA with bananas.
Thanks for joining us.